إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, there's still plenty of room in the first room. Brothers in the second room, there's still plenty of room in the first room. Please come fill up the first room first. Barakallahu fikum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, as to what follows, Alhamdulillah رب العالمين. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who blessed us to wake up this morning and bless us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to take advantage of this greatest ni'mah that He's bestowed upon us by blessing us with the truth, by blessing us to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for myself and for you about the importance of looking back on our time and how we're using it. The importance of looking back on our time and how we're using it. Today is a day when many people, they will be saying to one another, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. But the reality is, brothers and sisters, instead of saying Happy New Year to someone, we should be saying to ourselves, Happy Old Year? Was it a Happy Old Year? Will this year that just passed by, will it be a source of happiness for me when I'm standing in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? Will it be a happy old year for me, this year that just went by? This is what we should be saying to ourselves, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, the reality is, each and every one of us, we're 1 year older. One more year of our lives has gone by. What do we have to show for it? What did we accomplish in this past year that just went by? Did we have more good than bad in this past year? Did we get any closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our actions this past year? This is what we should be asking ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about this short period of our lives that we're going to be here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعٌ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly the life of this world is nothing but a passing enjoyment. It's like you're somewhere for a short period of time. It's a passing enjoyment. And Allah says, verily, the life of the hereafter, the life of the akhirah, that's the life that's going to be. That's the life that's going to last. Brothers and sisters, right now, each and every one of us is like we've got a stopwatch over our head. Right now, it's like we have a stopwatch, each and every one of us. And this stopwatch is counting down. Is counting down minute by minute. And any day now, that stopwatch is going to stop. Any day now, that stopwatch is above our heads, and we can't see it. Imagine if we could. Imagine if we knew exactly how much time we had left in this dunya. But we can't. Any minute now, that stopwatch is going to stop. And we're going to find ourselves in the akhirah. We're going to find ourselves in the hereafter. At-Tirmidhi has related from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min ahadin yamutu illa nadam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, There is no one who dies except that he regrets. There is no one that dies except that he feels regret. Nadim.
قالوا وما ندامته يا رسول الله.
The Sahaba that were with him, they said, "O Messenger of Allah, what is he going to regret? This person that dies, what is he going to regret?"
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن كان مخصنا ندب ندما أن لا يكون أزدادا.
Rasulullah said, if he was a person that was doing good, he's going to regret that he didn't do more.
وَإِنْ كَانَ مَسِيئًا نَدِمَ أَنْ لَا يَقُونَ نَزَرًا.
And if he was an evildoer, if he was doing bad actions, he's going to regret that he didn't stop. He's going to regret that he didn't stop when he could have.
Brothers and sisters, this hadith is classified as da'if. It's a weak hadith, but wallahi, the meaning is strong. The meaning is true. We know that the meaning is true.
There's not a single person that tastes death except that he's going to regret. He's going to regret that he didn't do more good. And he's going to regret the bad that he did.
Brothers and sisters, how many of us we've been putting off stopping the bad deeds? All of us know the things that we do. All of us know how we disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us have been putting off stopping this, stopping the bad behavior? And how many of us have been putting off increasing the good behavior? We know we can be doing more, seeking the pleasure of Allah, but we haven't started doing it yet. How many of us, we have plans for the future? Sometime in the future, I'm going to stop this and I'm going to start that.
Brothers and sisters, this past week, we just buried one of our brothers. Rahmatu alayhi, may Allah have mercy on him. And this young brother, he was in his 20s. He was in his 20s. And who would have thought, from the brothers that come to the masjid, who would have thought that the next one to go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been one of the youngest ones from among us? None of us would have thought that. All of us, we always have in the back of our mind, it's going to be one of the older people. This is how we think. It's going to be one of the older people. Somebody's in the hospital, we think, okay, maybe. Wallahi, none of us know when our time is going to be up. Brothers and sisters, we need to take advantage of the time that we do have. We need to take advantage of the time that we do have. This past year that's gone, we can't do anything about that now. It's done. As they say, it's in the record books. The Malaika, they've written down everything that we did, and this is what's going to be waiting for us tomorrow. But we need to take advantage of the time that we have right now. Al-Bara bin Azib, radiallahu anhu, he said, كُنَّا مَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي جِنَازَةً فجلس على شفير القبر فبقى حتى بل ثر ثم قال يا إخواني لمثل هذا فأعدوا.
Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu, he said that they were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a janazah, just like we just had a janazah. They were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a janazah. And he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat down at the side or the edge of the qabr, of the grave. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to cry. He began to cry profusely. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried so much that the ground where he was at became wet. SubhanAllah, how much crying is that? The ground next to him became wet from his tears. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, he said, oh my brothers, prepare yourselves for this. Prepare yourselves for this. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, this is our next destination. This is our next destination. All of us, we existed before we came into this dunya. And then we came into this dunya. And the way that we're going to leave this dunya without a shadow of a doubt is through al-qabr, through death in the grave. This is how we're going to exit this dunya. And at any moment, it's going to happen to us. So brothers and sisters, we have to prepare for this.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-qayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut.
Rasulullah said, the wise person is that person who prepares for what comes after death. This is Al-qayyisu, the wise person. May Allah make us from the wise people.
And Rasulullah said, wal-ajizu, and the foolish person,
man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, is that person who follows every desire. He follows his desires. ثم تمنى على الله. And then he has his hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He follows his desires. He does whatever he wants to do, all the while thinking, oh, Allah is al-Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah forgives all the people. Allah will forgive this. Allah is merciful. Brothers and sisters, don't be the foolish people. Be from the wise people, the people who are preparing for what comes next. Imam Bukhari has related an Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة العشاء في آخر حياته. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he prayed صلاة العشاء towards the end of his life, when he had just a few days left. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he led the companions in صلاة العشاء when he had just a few days left before he died. فلما سلم قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made taslim, when he finished the salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up and he spoke to the people. Ara'aytakum laylatukum hadhi. Rasulullah said, do you know this night? Do you know what is special about this night? Fa'inna rasa mi'atin la yabqa mimman huwa al-yawma. Ala dakhri al-ardi ahadun. Rasulullah said, what's special about this night is that no one who is alive on the face of the earth tonight will still be here 100 years from today. And this was one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we said it before, that 100 years to the day, the last sahabi passed away. But brothers and sisters, we should reflect on this hadith. How many of us think that we have 100 years left ahead of us? How many of us think that we have maybe 80 years ahead of us? How many of us think we have 50 years ahead of us? 20 years ahead of us? Even 1 year ahead of us? How many of us think this way? The reality is none of us know. None of us know. SubhanAllah, last week, you know, I was standing here giving the khutbah. Who would have thought that our brother, Rahmatullah, was already deceased? And nobody knew. Who would have thought that? Because this is what happened. Our brother had passed away and nobody knew that he passed away. So what about us? How many of us, we feel secure that we still have time left? That was him, but I know I still have time left. How many of us, this is the way we feel? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warned us over and over in the Quran about the reality of this short, temporary life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-malu wal-banuna. زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير عملا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the wealth in the children, they're from the decorations, they're from the pretty things of this dunya. These things that we love so much, our families, our wealth, our business, our property. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is all from the decoration of this temporary life. And Allah says, but the righteous good deeds that last, the righteous good deeds that last, those deeds that you do, fi sabilillah, seeking only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those deeds, they're best in the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those are the things that you can put your hope in. Your hope in. May Allah help us to do the good deeds. Upon occasion, Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he woke up from a nap. He woke up from a nap and he had been sleeping on his back. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got up, the companions, they saw that Rasulullah, he had the marks of the mat on his back, on his body. Because the mat, it was so coarse and so hard and stiff that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lay down on it, it left an imprint on his body. And when the Sahaba saw this, they said, Ya Rasulullah, why didn't you say something to us? We could have made you a bed, gotten you something softer to sleep on. Because they didn't like to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to them? Rasulullah said, Ma li wa dunya. What have I to do with this dunya? Innama mathali wa mathalu dunya ka mathali raqibin kana fi dhilli shajaratin thumma raha wa tarakaha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what do I have to do with this dunya? Verily, the likeness of me in this dunya is like the example of a rider or a traveler. And this traveler, he stops under a tree to catch his breath, and then he gets up and he leaves. And so this was the attitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to this dunya. But today, look at us compared to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spend hundreds of dollars on a sleep master bed or the best furniture and the best house and the best this. And wallahi, we're going to leave it all tomorrow like this. It'd be different if we could take it with us, right? It'd be different if we could take these things with us. Then we'd have something to show for our time in this dunya. But we're going to leave everything behind. Everything behind. And the only thing that's going to help us once again is the good deeds that we sent forward. The good work that we put in this dunya, seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us. So brothers and sisters, as I said, let's look back on this past year that just gone by. Because we should do this every day, not just today. Let's look back on the way we spent this past year. And let's ask ourselves, did I do more good in it than I did bad? Did I get any closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through my behavior, through my actions? Or did I get further away from Him? Did I help more Muslims this past year? Or did I help less? Did I give more in the way of fi sabilillah for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or did I give just a little? Could I have done more? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فيه ما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. The hadith, all of us know, Rasulullah said there are two blessings in which many people, they're cheating themselves. They're cheating themselves, they're not getting the full benefit. And this is health and free time. Health and free time. How much of our health did we use this past year trying to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we take advantage of our health? Because we had good health, did we try to pray extra salat? Did we fast more? What about our time? How many of us, we took advantage of our time? How many of us, instead of sitting there watching TV for hour after hour after hour, how many of us used our time wisely? Maybe reading the Quran, maybe reading the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many of us, we spent hour after hour watching sports, watching people play, subhanAllah. It's better that you go out and play yourself than to sit there and watch people play, subhanAllah. At least if you get out and play, you're benefiting yourself physically. But subhanAllah, people, we sit there and we watch other people doing stuff. SubhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, this health and this free time that we may have today, tomorrow we may not have it. Tomorrow we may not have it. Young people have strokes every day. Healthy people have heart attacks every day. Healthy people get sick every day. So this health and this free time that we have today, let's take advantage of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warned us. And He says, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, O you who believe, La tulhikum amwalukum wa awladukum an dhikrillah, wa man yafil dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, may Allah make us from the people who believe. Allah says, O you who believe, do not let your properties and your children divert your attention away from the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whosoever does this, then they're from the losers. They're from the losers. So brothers and sisters, we need to look back on our life, as I said, look back on this past year. And let's think about what we could do different. Let's look at how we can get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit ourselves from whatever time we may have left in this day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, many times it's very easy for us to get caught up in what everybody else is doing around us. It's very easy for us to get caught up in the moment and get caught up in the routine of what everybody else around us is doing. But we know the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us with hidayah, with guidance. And so we know the truth about this dunya. This dunya is nothing but a place for tests. That's all it is. It's a place for the test. And we're going to get our grades tomorrow when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing that's going to benefit us on that day is the good that we did seeking to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the only things that's going to help us. It's not going to matter how many cars we had, how big our house was, how many clothes we had, how big was my TV, how many degrees did I have, how much money was in the bank. That's not going to matter. What's going to matter is the good that we did fi sabilillah for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, I'm amazed by those people who were ordered to take their provisions to prepare. And they were told their journey is going to start soon. And yet they play. This is what Al-Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah said. He was amazed. And this is us. This is us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man amila salihan falinafsi, wa man asa'a fa'alayha, thumma ila rabbikum turja'un. Whosoever does good is for his own self. Take your provisions. And whosoever does evil, it's only against his own self. And then you're going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is us. Al-Hassan al-Basri was talking about. We were told to take our provisions. You've got to do to help yourself. And we were told our journey is going to start soon. Because any day we're going to leave this dunya. And yet many of us, including myself, we just play. We play. We waste our time. May Allah forgive us and help us to do better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls our attention to this and he says, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Oh mankind, what has made you careless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah is the most generous with you. And this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so generous with us. Look at all the things that we enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with our health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that blesses us with our risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's blessed us with our time. Allah is the one who's blessed us to be Muslim. Subhanallah. And yet we're careless about our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage us. Let's look at our time, how we spent it, and let's make some changes for the better. Because all of us, we can improve. All of us, we can improve. Brothers and sisters, let's strive to maybe cut back on the TV. Cut back on the TV, cut back on the video games, cut back on the YouTube, cut back on the sports, cut back on the waste of time. And inshallah, let's strive to increase in the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase in reading the Quran and reflecting on it. Increase in learning the Quran. Increase in preparing our children for Islam, for what comes for them next. Because nobody else is going to do it. And I just want to leave us with a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he said that this was the last ayat revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in some narrations, it said it was revealed 9 days before the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 9 days before the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the last ayah, the last warning for us in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تَرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And have taqwa of the day when you will be brought back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the day when you will be brought back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then every person will be paid in full what he earned. And Allah will not oppress anyone. There will be no oppression on that day. So brothers and sisters, I just want to give the final nasiha to myself and to you. Let's take advantage of the time that we have. Let's start doing the good things that's going to help us tomorrow. And let's stop doing the bad things that we know are going to hurt us tomorrow when we stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for the way we've misused the blessings that He's given us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to remember and to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the forefront of our mind. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become the best Muslims that we can become before the day comes when we go back to Almighty Allah.